potential to impact their future productiveness.
Bleich is a professor of public health policy at Harvard Chan School of Public Health. The USDA conducts annual reports on food insecurity in America, and their most recent numbers are concerning. After a decade of declining numbers, food insecurity is once again on the rise.
12.8% of U.S. households, or 17 million households, experienced food insecurity in 2022, which again means that they had difficulty providing enough food for all of their members due to lack of resources. This is higher than what was found in 2021. And what's also important to understand is that that's the average overall. But if you look at different subpopulations, like if you look at Black households or if you look at Latinx households, what you find is that food insecurity among those households is considerably higher as compared to white households. So take home point number one is that in the most recent survey, the decade-long decline in food insecurity has begun to go up again, which is very concerning. And take home point number two is that we are seeing persistent disparities by race in food insecurity levels.
After seeing declining numbers for a decade, what's changed in the last couple of years to reverse all the progress? Bleich says one key factor is that certain enhancements to programs like the Federal Nutrition Assistance Program weren't continued after the pandemic.
The expanded child tax credit expired at the end of 2021. Universal free meals for children at school expired in the summer of 2022 in June. And the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is known as SNAP, had for a period emergency allotments during the pandemic, and those expired in February of 2023.
And as these resources have ended, we've also seen a rise in food prices. Even though supply chain issues have been resolved, the cost of groceries remains much higher than in recent years. In an effort to end hunger and obesity in America, there are 16 federal nutrition programs. Bleich says the data is indisputable that these programs are very effective. And in light of the rising numbers of households experiencing food insecurity, there's a brand new program this year called Sunbucks. Cindy Long, administrator of the USDA Food and Nutrition Service, explains that Sunbucks give low-income families extra money to buy groceries.
The Sunbucks program, which is what we're calling the EBT program, has been piloted for about the last decade or so in a number of communities around the country. And it has been found not only to reduce food insecurity in the summer, but also improve nutritional quality in ways like increasing the amount of fruits and vegetables and whole grains that are consumed with the benefit.
The EBT program gives families $120 for each eligible school-aged child. It's a new addition to the Sun programs, which offer both in-person and to-go meals. The in-person meals are served at local schools, parks, and other community locations that also offer activities for the kids. It's been in effect since 1968, but the to-go meals were just launched in 2023 to reach the families who live in more rural areas.
And it allows meals to be either picked up or delivered, because we know from experience that in rural areas, transportation, scheduling can make gathering in a group challenging.
The USDA has been testing out the Sunbucks program in several areas for the last 10 years, but this year it will be available across the nation. Each state chooses whether to opt into the program, and there's currently 45 states, territories, and tribes participating.
We are just really pleased that Congress structured the program in a way that tribal communities can participate, because we certainly do know that food insecurity is a significant challenge in many tribal communities, and many children rely on free and reduced price meals during the school year, which is really what these programs are trying to replicate in the summertime.
Earlier, Bleich mentioned that food insecurity disproportionately affects minority populations. However, there's not a lot of research about how American Indian and Alaska Native communities are impacted. But what little we do know shows that they have a higher risk of food insecurity. A 2022 scoping review published in Advances in Nutrition estimates that up to 45% of people in these communities experience food insecurity. Thankfully, Bleich says these food programs, which serve millions of children, truly do reduce the issue of food insecurity.
So just SNAP has been shown to reduce food insecurity by about 30%, WIC by about 40% among women who are postpartum. So there's a large evidence base we can draw from when it comes to effectiveness.
While financial support is only part of the solution, it is a huge piece of the puzzle. It's true that the average American diet includes a lot of ultra-processed food, but it's also true that the healthier organic options come at a premium that many families can't afford.
What's pretty clear is that parents generally, regardless of income level, want their children to eat nutritious food. The reality is that income constraints can make that hard for many families. And so they have to make tough choices. Sometimes those choices are between more nutritious foods and less nutritious foods. Sometimes those choices are between buying food at all and paying bills.
And while poverty is a main driver of food insecurity, it's not the only factor at play. Housing issues can seriously impact a family's ability to store and cook quality food.
You just imagine if you're trying to eat a healthy diet and you don't have access to a reliable kitchen, or you have a kitchen, but you don't have access to a reliable stove, or you don't have pots and pans. There are real life constraints that just make it very hard for people to do the things they want to do, even if they know the right thing to do.
Another challenge is the access to healthier options. There are places across America where it's difficult to purchase affordable, high-quality food, which are called food deserts. And many of these food deserts are in minority neighborhoods. A 2021 study in BMC Nutrition shows that these populations are significantly more likely to have to travel farther than non-minority groups to access quality grocery stores.
So even if you have the resources, if you lack then the ability to purchase food that is nutritious, it creates barriers. Now, built in to the nutrition assistance programs are attempts to help both provide resources to purchase food and at the same time provide education and broader supports to encourage families to make healthier choices. And this is something that takes time. People are always making trade-offs, and so it's not going to always happen exactly the way that it should. But one really important thing to remember is the nutrition assistance programs are very large. They serve tens of millions of people, but they alone cannot solve the problem. If we really want to address food insecurity, we have to look at the problem of poverty and we have to look at the problem of housing.
Bleich notes a few strategies that could address these two root causes. The first is extending the expanded child tax credit. It will give more credit to the 19 million kids who currently get partial or no credit because their parents' income is too low. The House of Representatives voted in favor of it in January, but it's been stuck in the Senate ever since. However, Bleich says there's more than enough reason for Congress to pass it.
There is very strong evidence that that helped lift children out of poverty, but that has obviously sunset, and that is likely one of the reasons why we're seeing an uptick in food insecurity. A second is that existing programs, which we know to be effective, are not fully utilized. So if you look at WIC, for example, Women, Infants, and Children, only about half of those eligible participate in the program. So there are a lot of efforts right now underway by USDA, the US Department of Agriculture, to help improve uptake of the program, but it's going to take time. And we need to look at the resources that are currently available and really try to maximize participation.
With the rising rates of food insecurity in America, it's important that we figure out these issues now so that we're not leaving millions of hungry kids to fend for themselves. You can find out more information about the SUN programs and all of our guests at radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
Building AI systems is like having kids. You want your kids to be smarter than you are. You want your kids to be more successful than you are. And at the end of the day, you want your kids not to kill you.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed, you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you wet shaving? You'll get razor bumps.
Nah, Pops, I'm good with Gillette Skin Guard. How long you been growing that beard mama hates anyway?
Since 77. I shaved and got ingrown so bad.
That's why I use the Gillette Skin Guard razor, face scrub, shave gel, and moisturizer, so I don't have to worry about new razor bumps or shaving irritation.
Gillette Skin Guard, huh? Your mama's gonna love this one.
The best a man can get keeps getting better with Gillette Skin Guard. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Medical notes this week. Should you use ice or heat on an injury? While there's only two choices, making the wrong one could dramatically set back your recovery. And oddly enough, you probably don't want to choose either option. Your first thought may be to ice a sprained ankle, but doctors say this is only limiting the body's ability to heal itself by reducing blood flow to the area. The same principle applies to anti-inflammatory medications. Instead, follow the acronym PEACE, which stands for Protect, Elevation, Avoid Anti-Inflammatories, Compression, and Education. If you have breast cancer, you may want to consider going vegan. New research in the journal Breast Cancer Research and Treatment is one of the first to look at how a plant-based diet affects patients. Although it's a small study, the results show that a vegetarian diet of whole foods could improve overall health and reduce a common growth factor associated with many cancers. And finally, will drinking alcohol ever be healthy? Probably not, but a new creation could make it less harmful. Researchers have developed a protein-based gel that quickly converts alcohol into a harmless acid before it enters the bloodstream. Instead of the liver processing all of the poison, the gel redirects it to the digestive tract, according to the mouse study published in Nature Nanotechnology. Still, several more trials are needed before it can be authorized for human use. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayan Vastabetancourt.
Summer is the season we all look forward to, and Macy's is kicking it off with summer's greatest hits, a celebration of those spontaneous moments that we'll remember forever. That day at the beach, backyard barbecues, summer weddings, and fireworks. Because no matter what summer has in store, Macy's is here for the ride, for the big days and all the little moments that make up summer's greatest hits. Let's make this a summer to remember. Check out Macy's.com/summerhits today.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
When you have lawmakers that create systematic policies that are really only set up to favor people with deep pockets, then you have the rise of corporate industry taking over.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content, and tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
calls her mama. I'm sure all down tonight, just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid. I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad with me. Once I come along and down by the dozen, I ain't nothing but kissing love. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Candle calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Hard. Candle calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
This is 103.1 FM. 3.1 FM.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of sunshine for your Sunday. Light winds and highs in the lower 70s. Overnight clear skies, low to mid 40s, so quite cool as we wake up Monday morning. Monday afternoon, we'll see some sunshine, a few showers, highs in the lower to middle 70s.
Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Without conviction, I'm a man who does.
dusk to dawn. Isn't that the way? Everybody's got the do's in life to pay. Yeah, I know nobody knows where it comes and where it goes. I know everybody says you got the do's to know. Oh.
And more. 103.1 FM.
This is how we do it.
Point one FM sounds like this.
You got to run to win. And I'm 90s and more? You found it. This is 103.1 FM.
Thank you.
103.1 FM.
As a young adult at this point in your life, you probably have a lot of questions. Like, what's next? What does my future hold? The thing is, there's no right answer, only your answer. Your friendships, experiences, and purpose. It's all your choice. So what will you choose? As you make choices about the future, the military can be a resource for information to help bring a fulfilling path into focus. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. All kinds of sunshine for your Sunday. Light winds and highs in the lower 70s. Overnight clear skies, low to mid 40s. So quite cool as we wake up Monday morning. Monday afternoon, we'll see some sunshine, a few showers, highs in the lower to middle 70s.
Currently 46 degrees.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash. You did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I'd catch a grenade.
Save.